Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 1039 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to our continuing series on Breaking It Down with Paul E. Linebaugh, and he is the author of a wonderful book, Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient, and his late wife is memorialized in a wonderful book. And if you buy this book at Amazon or anywhere they sell fine books, know that all the money will go to the Alzheimer's Association. And thrilled to have him. We encourage everyone to binge listen to everything that we've done here with Mr. Linebaugh. And again, no particular order necessary. Just listen to them all if you can. Paul, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And look, it's something we were talking about off, off mic is, I mentioned that my mother, before she passed, she had early onset Alzheimer's, and I imagine would know more about this than I would. She passed before it got, fully got set in, but she felt that she was getting forgetful, and maybe she had some of the signs that her mother, my grandmother, who we cared for, was having. What do you know about early onset Alzheimer's?
Well, it's kind of frightening to people, any of us, that have those feelings. Sometimes, people, now they know about Alzheimer's, if they do know about Alzheimer's, kind of wonder, am I getting Alzheimer's, when they begin to have some problems of remembering things. And so it gets to be kind of a frightening thing. And then people react differently to it. But it weighs heavily on their minds. And I remember Nancy, in the early onset stage, was very concerned that she was going to forget things and didn't want to. That's normal for all of us. You don't want to be where you can't remember your kids' names and those sorts of things. So it is very difficult for people with the early onset because they're aware that they have a problem. And later on, they are not aware that they have a problem. You get to a stage after early onset where they have a problem and they know it, but they deny it. And that's normal, because you don't want to think that you really got a problem. But then once you pass that stage, you get into where you don't really realize it. The problem is just that severe.
There's a woman that's at the assisted living facility that my 81-year-old uncle is currently living at. It's a fantastic place. They have a section of that area. Of that facility that's called the memory section, and that's where Alzheimer's patients would be, or dementia patients. Now, but there's one woman on the other side that's the considerable healthier side, and every time I see her, I know her name, and I won't say it in case our relatives are listening. It's out of her privacy, but I see her all the time, and I always call her by name, and I've had long conversations with her, and she'll always say to me, "And what is your name?" And I'll say, I'll say Frank, and she says every time, I'll say like your husband Frank. And she said, "That's right. How did you know my husband's name was Frank?" I know, because every single time I talk to her, she brings it up. Now, again, it's forgetfulness. It's short-term memory loss. But is it necessarily Alzheimer's? And obviously, it's not my my business to urge her to go for it, to get checked out. But she's well into her 80s, and she just has this one forgetfulness. Or maybe I'm a forgetful person, but should we assume that that maybe she has a detection of early onset?
Yeah, probably so. because when people are repeatedly not being able to remember those kinds of things, it's one of the types of memory loss, and it could be Alzheimer's, it could be something else. There are different types of dementia, but certainly that's a sign that it's early onset.
Yeah. Well, the name of the book, everyone, is Precious Memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's Patient. And that's the full title. Buy it if you can, and all know with your purchase that all that money goes to the Alzheimer's Association. And we're here with her husband, Nancy's husband, the wonderful author of that book, Paul E. Linebaugh, and Frank McKay here with Paul. In a situation like that, I mean, is there any other explanation other than Alzheimer's for that kind of memory? Does it, at this point in our history, and as we speak in 2019, do all short-term memory or those type of memory lapses? I mean, what else could it be other than Alzheimer's? I mean, is there another sister ailment that's there? Is there a disease that can be compared, or is it all about Alzheimer's at this point?
No, there are others. There's one called Lewy body, and of course Parkinson's can, with many patients, can exhibit the same kinds of memory loss problems that Alzheimer's has, and then there's such a thing as a vascular dementia, and that's where the because of the veins clogging up and so forth, that it's caused by lack of oxygen to the brain, and you get a dementia. So those are all the kinds of things that it can be. It's very difficult. It takes a practitioner that is to describe Alzheimer's because there's no seriously really positive test. They tell us that until you die and they look at your brain, but the idea of determining Alzheimer's is best done by a doctor that deals with that all the time, and he does it from his clinical aspect, the clinical view of it.
You mentioned Parkinson's. When I think of Parkinson's, you know, I look for, and again, this is from a lay person. I'm not a medical person at all, but, you know, again, I can, you know, like give my assessment of just what I know, and sometimes a little bit of information is a very dangerous thing. But when I think of Parkinson's, I think of the shaking, you know, the folks that have like kind of an uncontrollable shake to it. And if I had seen that, for example, in this lovely lady, who's really a lovely, lovely lady, if I saw it in that, I might say, you know, that might be Parkinson. But, you know, immediately we go to Alzheimer's, or at least I go to Alzheimer's when it's there. And again, like I said, when we have a little bit of information, it's a dangerous thing because we might make these assessments. I think you hit it right on the head. You need to get your folks and yourself checked by people who really know it, because if we, you know, just take it upon ourselves to go to WebMD, we could be frightening ourselves and scaring ourselves for no good reason. Really, the person that's supposed to make these assessments are folks in the medical field.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and because they deal with it and they're best equipped to do it, because the rest of us, and I've done the same thing, you know, after having gone through this whole process with Nancy, with her Alzheimer's, as I begin to forget little things, where did I place my car keys and things like that they talk about early signs, then you begin to say, well, gee, I wonder if I'm getting Alzheimer's. But there's a normal progression of forgetting things as you get older, that doesn't mean you got Alzheimer's. And so that scares a lot of people, and it's best if they check out and find out for sure from their, get some assurance from their medical caregiver, so that they don't worry themselves to death thinking that they might have Alzheimer's or something else.
Paul E. Linebar is the voice that you're hearing if you're just joining us, or if you're just turning on your radio a little late, or if you joined us on your computer a little late. Frank McKay here with the author of Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's patient. Frank McKay here once again with Paul. You know, it's the type of thing, looking back. You know, I look back, as I mentioned, you know, I mentioned about my mother, and I look back on my grandmother now. And, you know, we know, I mean, 2020 hindsight is, or hindsight is 2020 often. When you first recognized something going on with Nancy, was there anything else in your mind that you thought maybe could be going on? And certainly, I know you mentioned that she was hoping. And again, some of that might be denial on our side, or our loved one's side, or whatever. But was there any other explanation that you were pointing to before you decided, hey, this is the real deal, this is Alzheimer's?
Yes, there was, Frank. I really thought it was because we had made the move from Michigan and just had come down to South Carolina. And that's a big change when Nancy was born there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And so suddenly now you're leaving that place, and her kids are still there, and her mom was still there. And so, you know, it's a big change and a bit stressful making a big move. And so we thought that's what it was. And she even went to her doctor one time and said, you know, I feel uncomfortable. Said, you know, I don't feel quite right. And she said, I guess I'm stressed out from making this move. And so I thought the same thing. I thought that that's what her problem was. And it took a couple of years. Finally, when it got more severe, like, we'd be driving down to go down to Florida, and suddenly she would get in a panic mode because she couldn't find her wallet. And I thought, that's kind of unusual, you know. And so we'd stop and start looking all through things and trying to find her wallet. And what she had done is hid it in a place because she wanted to keep it safe, apparently, but she couldn't remember where it was. Those kinds of things began to come up, which began to change my mind to say there's something else going on. But I did not know about Alzheimer's at that time. So I didn't connect it with Alzheimer's. I really was unaware of it. So I knew something was going on. And so that continued for several years before she finally got to the point where her doctor discovered it and of course, as I mentioned before, she was unwilling to get anything done because I think she knew that it was probably Alzheimer's, but it was that denial thing, and she didn't want to find out. And so that was the situation we had, where I was unaware, and so, like so many people, unaware of what Alzheimer's really is.
You know, you mentioned the move, which I think is, you know, probably a very positive move. Michigan, you know, like New York, can get very cold, even more so Michigan at the lake effect and all of that. To move to a warmer climate is helpful if there's an emergency, especially if you're caregiving for someone else and a loved one. The move to a warmer climate is often a very, you know, I think a very positive step. Again, that's a very personal thing where people have to kind of make their own decision. But we spoke about this at one point, but a lot of times, often the loved ones of a patient or the caregiver even could feel guilt. For, you know, should I have done this? Should I have made this decision? you know, you're making decisions for another human being. And the thing is, I think we should say to the caregivers, you know, like, take it easy on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, because I do think, and I hear so often, people saying, you know, if I didn't do this, maybe this would have happened. Maybe that would have, you know what? You know, Alzheimer's is going to come on regardless of a move or regardless of you know, some other situation. But can you address that? Because I'm sure there are people out there that that are unjustifiably haunting themselves because they made a decision that that they're second-guessing somehow.
Sure. Nancy and I had a very close relationship, and we talked about it for years, about whether when we retired, did we want to stay in Michigan? We'd been there in our last house. We were in it for 37 years, and we remodeled an old farmhouse, and it was very nice. But both of us were concerned about the cold and the weather and whether we wanted to look at another part of the country before, you know, we felt if we stayed in Michigan, we'd probably never move. And so we decided we want to try another part of the country and look at it, and if we could always move back. So Nancy was very willing and interested in moving. So it was a decision we prayed about and made together. And so there was no feeling of guilt or anything about that. But Nancy, as she got here, and as I say, the move was stressful. And then she began to have that feeling, like, was she didn't understand what her feeling was, and was, you know, is this just stress from moving, is the feelings that I'm having.
Can you give any advice to, you know, I mean, is there a checklist that you could point to? And actually, before I even ask you that, let me remind people of who they're listening to. Paul E. Linebaugh is our very special guest, and precious memories of Nancy Linebaugh, RN, CMN, and Alzheimer's patient is the name of the book. Everyone should buy that, and just know that all the money goes to the worthy charity of Alzheimer's Association, and which is a very good one. There's some charities that use so much of the money for salaries and everything else. The Alzheimer's Association is a very well regarded cause and a charity, and very well run. And you know that your purchase of a book sends some money their way, which is wonderful. But Paul, is there a checklist of before you make a major decision? It could be on a healthcare facility. It could be on a change of a doctor. But is there anything that's an absolute, or is it all very personal? And is it unique to every situation? Is there a checklist of absolutes, like you must do this, you must do that? Once again, is it unique?
I think it's unique for everybody. You need to decide, you know, and as I say, Nancy and I prayed a lot about it and wanted to just be sure we were doing what God wanted us to do, because we're willing to be wherever he wanted us to be. And we were looking for places that Nancy could do things. And I loved golf. I wanted to play golf and in a warmer climate and those sorts of things. And we wanted to find, was there a church that we could go to where we could serve God through our church? And we looked at all those things ahead of time. And for us, that was kind of our checklist. But I'm sure that differs for almost everybody as to what you want to do. And we left it open so that if we didn't feel like this was where God wanted us to be, we could move back to Michigan or wherever else. That was our checklist to go through those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think it's important also that you've had these discussions as a couple, as a as husband and wife, that, hey, if this ever happens and this ever happens, I have these conversations with my wife. My wife and I talk about it, and you say, well, if this is ever the case, or if this was to occur, we do the hypothetical, what ifs. And I feel very strongly that I know exactly what my wife what her wishes are if she's ever incapacitated, and vice versa. I mean, and by the way, it's important to know that your healthcare proxy is in the hands of somebody who understands what your wishes are or what your loved one's wishes are. Paul, stay right with us. Don't leave. Frank McKay here, reminding everyone to buy Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, an Alzheimer's patient. And again, all the money goes to the Alzheimer's Association. Binge listen to everything that we're doing together with Paul. And it's very important. It's important conversations that we're having. You don't have to listen in any particular order, but binge listen to everything that we're doing. Paul, again, stay right here. And all of you, please listen to everything that we've done with Paul E. Linebar. Frank McKay signing off for now. Paul E. Linebar has been our very special guest. Get the book, Precious Memories of Nancy Linebar, RN, CNM, and Alzheimer's Patient. And again, all the money goes to a charity, and that's the Alzheimer's Association. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.